an eager old man who will then talk with charming Lucy Ann.
You always make my day.
Was that a haiku or something?
Who knows? Who knows? I can't help it. I'm sadly afraid that I was born to talk. So I have a well-worn, still somewhat sharp tongue. So.
Well, you know, I was just reading an article in AnnArborChronicle.com that you were quoted in, Peter Fletcher. It's from a few years ago. And they described you as someone who does not mince his words.
Well, why should I? I mean, come on. I have way too much fun with them.
We are saluting Peter Fletcher of Ypsilanti. He's the president of the Credit Bureau of Ypsilanti because it is his birthday.
Ooh.
He doesn't get to celebrate it very often. So how old are you in leap years, sir?
Well, now, this will be my 20th birthday, which means that, of course, I've been on Earth 80 years, but only 20 birthdays to celebrate. And, of course, it's way too much fun trying to explain this to the kids because they just can't understand. Well, wait a minute. They can see it, my physical appearance. I'm certainly not 20.
Hey, well, congratulations. In 4 years, you can drink.
Well, why not? At least I can vote now. But, oh, my. And my friends, it's been so much fun because the freak birthday creates all kinds of dilemmas for government, for people. Well, what should you do on the off years, you know, when you don't have one? Well, that's a very simple answer. I was born in February, so I celebrated February the 28th. I was born the day after February 28th. So I celebrate March 1st. We have two celebrations. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. At what age were you when this all dawned on you that you had a different birthday?
That's an excellent question, Lucy Ann, because when I was 4 years old, so that would have been my first so-called birthday, my parents, so they had a party and everything, and I couldn't quite figure out, what's all this fuss? Well, then 4 years later, my eighth, well, there was another fuss. Well, then I started tumbling. Wait a minute. There's something that doesn't quite fit the normal pattern here. And, of course, from then on, it just got more and more complex. Oh, my.
What is your understanding of why leap year was created?
Another great question, because here's what happened. You know, Homo sapiens has been very curious about the universe since, you know, for 5,000 years. And the Greeks and the Romans and everyone studied the stars and studied and they finally figured out, as they were trying to match things up, yes, they knew that they figured out that the Earth was revolving around the sun. And so they tried to calculate the time, and they came up with it's 365 days. But then they discovered, wait a minute, there's a little glitch here because it doesn't quite match up. They finally discovered that it's 365 and a quarter days. So every 4 years, they had to add an extra day to make up for that going around the sun and get it back in line. However, that's not perfect, because if the century year is not divisible by 400, then there is no leap year. So there was no leap year in 1900.
Oh.
But fortunately, I was not cheated in the year 2000, because that was divisible by 400. So I didn't have to wait 8 years, just 4 years.
Why would all this matter when all is said and done?
When they're finally through, good point, because we have to keep track. The reason they want to keep track to some degree is agriculture. They want to know, well, what are the seasons? How long are the seasons going to be? And then, you know, plant crops accordingly, harvest accordingly. And so the agriculture people were the people interested in making certain there was enough food for certain societies over the centuries. We had to be concerned about how long were we going to have spring, how long are we going to have summer, and also keep records on the average temperatures at the various times of the year. And so that's what I think generated it. Plus, mankind has a certain curiosity that you can't avoid. I mean, it's just, we are curious. Well, why do certain animals behave the way they do? Why are we so fascinated by elephants? Why are we so fascinated by giraffes? I mean, it's just, it goes on and on.
You were born in Ypsilanti?
Yes, I was born at the Old Bayer Hospital, right across the river from where I'm sitting, even as we speak. And I was born at 10 o'clock p.m., and I was born the night that the Lindbergh baby was kidnapped.
Oh.
And so my folks always told me, oh, Peter, the night you were born, that everything was just consumed because Charles Lindbergh had been such a hero and this and this and this. And then and weird coincidence, my 10th grade English teacher, Annie Laurie Baird Lockwood, was the daughter of the chief of police in that New Jersey town where that all happened.
Oh.
And she remembered them being up all night because they were searching for the baby's body or something, you know.
Oh.
And then I met Charles Lindbergh when he was a test pilot out here at Willow Run during World War II. Now, I didn't mention, I just, you know, very happy to meet you, Colonel, and so on and so forth. And the story of his life is fascinating in itself, the ups and downs of, you know, he kind of got in with Hitler for a while there, and then he finally discovered, whoops, wait a minute, this is not right. And then he was a genuine hero in World War II in the Pacific. He shot down some jet planes. He did this. He did that. I mean, a fascinating character. So I've always had a kind of an interest in the way my life was hooked up with the Lindberghs.
Peter, I was just going down the list of looking for some other leaplings, as you're called. I didn't know Jack Lausma was.
Oh, yes. Oh, heavens.
1936.
Oh.
He's born.
Of course, he's a youngster compared to me.
So let's see. 64, 72, maybe 76 divided
right.
by 4. So he's only turning, 19.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, Bart Stupak.
Oh.
Yep. And the other thing that's amazing, I was at a meeting the other day. I'm on the board at the Bank of Ann Arbor, and one of the employees there is also a leap year person. And so there are about 20 people in the room at the time. And lo and behold, how many times do you think it could happen that in a group of 20 people, two of them would be born on leap year? I mean, it defies all,
It does, because if you're talking about once every 4 years, right,
yeah.
It's not like your normal time of someone having a birthday on your very same day.
No.
Yeah?
Nope. So way too much fun. And, of course, the fun, even to this day, the state of Michigan, your driver's license and your automobile license expire on your birthday. So what did the state do? Well, they had the driver's license expire on February the 28th. And the auto license expire on March the 1st. They split the difference.
Oh, my gosh.
But the federal government had real problems with it because way back after World War II, you know, they let the draft lapse. And then when the Korean War came along, they reinstated it. So I had to follow the mandate that young men had to register for the draft within the 20 days before or the 20 days after their 18th birthday. So I went to the local draft board here, and I said, well, now my 18th birthday will come when I'm 76 years old. Is that when I should register for the draft? And they had enough guys and gals around across the country raise that same issue. They had to change it to read, you had to register within the days before or after you attained your 18th year.
Is that how that happened?
Yeah, but you see, every time they do something that they want to relate it to your birthday, they keep overlooking the phenomenon of leap year.
That's right. He is turning 80 years old for all intents and purposes, although it's his really 20th birthday.
Right.
And Peter Fletcher from Ypsilanti. I loved the ad that your friends, your old schoolmates from Ypsilanti High School put in AnnArbor.com recently celebrating.
They remembered, and I've heard from at least a dozen of them, because they all say the same thing. It's so easy to remember because you have such a freak birthday.
Was that freak birthday? Is that
That's what they call it. Yep,
freak birthday.
It is a freak birthday.
Well,
come on, it's different.
We wanted to wish you a very happy birthday. It doesn't come around that often, and Peter Fletcher is just such a great community steward, still quite active and involved in the Ypsilanti and Washtenaw region. I see that you now are on the Stop City Income Tax Group as well.
Well, I'm also a member of the Ypsilanti City Charter Commission. We're busy working to see whether we need a new city charter. And, I'm just kind of, you know, some people play tennis, some people play golf. I play politics.
You do.